Welcome to this Kartik inspiration. As we chant the holy name, we sometimes need to turn off our world, the world of the mind, which is huge. It is full of stored memories. In the mind, you can store much more than on the largest computer. We have to let go of these various distractions. And we have to practice to turn on our attention to Krishna. There are various ways to turn off and to turn on the mind. Different acharyas have given different ways how to deal with the mind. Raghunath Das Goswami, he comes to the mind and he requests his mind, please, brother mind, think now of the land of Vrindavan, the Brahmanas, the holy name, the Gayatri Mantra, and more than anything, the divine couple. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a little forceful with the mind. He has a song where, no, he has a statement where he says, one shouldn't beat the mind with the shoes in the morning when it does not want to do things. This is not cruel. When you have a buffalo who walks down on a way to destruction, you just take a stick and you beat it. And then at one stage, the buffalo knows, I go now, right? Otherwise, I would fall. Srila Prabhupada in the fifth canto has another recipe. He says there's one simple formula how to deal with a wayward and distracted mind. Simply ignore it. Don't take it so serious. I know that modern psychology also says if you don't give a thought attention for 10 minutes, it usually dissolves. When we chant, let us forget the past and not dream of the future. Let us be fully present to what we do. At this moment, only three names are important: Hare, Krishna, and Rama, arranged in the full Maha Mantra. And if we can chant one mantra and then hear this mantra fully with nothing else going on, our life is already successful. Try to make an exercise out of this. When you sit down to chant, either in japa or kirtan, try to turn off the mind. Practice a little vairagya, or as one scripture says, mana samharanam, collect it from its various places where it has come to sit, like a fly sits on various objects. Mana samharanam, pull it back, and then turn the mind on to remember the meaning of the mantra. You can turn it off by dealing with the mind in one or more of these ways, and you can turn the mind on by prayerfully chanting, please, attract my mind towards you. Give me taste. All the best and good chanting.